what is the difference between meekness and humility?
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much of a difference. Generally, meekness is an archaic word. In today's language, we won't use the word meekness so much. We use humility still frequently. Some words become obsolete. Some words new emerge in the dictionary. That's just dynamic. In Prabhupada's usage also, we don't use the word, see the weak word weakness, meekness much. Now, broadly speaking, in the Bible, this famous was, the meek and humble shall inherit the earth. Or the meek and the humble and the meek are blessed. So that's where the word meekness comes in. And we could say in a generic sense that humility is how one conduct, humility is more of an attitude towards oneself in relationship with others, and meekness is more an attitude towards others. That means they say humility means to think, means to not think too much about oneself. Oh, I am like this, I am like that. Not to think low of oneself, but to think less about oneself. That means one is not self-centered in thinking. So when one doesn't expect too much respect for oneself, and one doesn't devote too much thought to oneself, that is humility. In contrast, meekness is more in relationship with others, wherein one focuses more on, one is submissive and respectful towards others. So the activity, the two words could be interchangeable. In today's language, we would use humility much more than meekness. If the humble and the meek are used, then together in a context, that would mean that one doesn't demand too much respect for oneself, and one is ready to offer a lot of respect, a good amount of respect to others. So we could say amanina manadena, and that is there in Shikshashtakam. That could be roughly translated as humble and meek. Amani, not expecting respect for oneself, is humility, and being willing to offer respect to others, that is meekness. So that's how we could analyze the difference between the two.